Hello, I'm Randy Chaskin, and I work in the Employment and Training Administration. My division administers the Disability Program Navigator Initiative. Today, I'm very pleased to have with me Gordon Graff. Gordon is the Idaho State Lead Disability Program Navigator. We're going to be discussing serving customers who are disabled veterans.
A really neat thing that has come out of our collaborations between the DPNs, the LVERs, and the DVOPs is in November, this coming November, the veterans representatives are having a conference and have invited the disability program navigators to attend that conference. The National Veterans Training Institute will be providing a day and a half of training there. The disability program navigators will be attending with the veterans representatives, and it will be just a tremendous way for them to learn what is it that the veterans representatives do with their case management and how can the disability program navigators work with them in enhancing those services to the people coming into the one-stops.
That's great. I'm glad there's been so much progress, and I know you've been very active in a variety of areas with your Navigator team. We've been really excited because recently we have a new website which talks about employment and disability posted to Workforce 3-1. And on that website, there's a new video which we produce which focuses on the Navigators assisting customers who are disabled veterans to get jobs. So that's a great video, and I would encourage everyone to hit that video and view it. We also have an information brief that was just posted on this site. Gordon, I was wondering to follow up to that information brief, if you can give people who are listening some advice on how One-Stop Career Centers can establish its partnerships.
Thank you, Randy. That's an excellent question. Because the disability program navigators have developed that broad knowledge of and a partnership with the employer community and the public and private agencies that provide services to individuals with disabilities, they can supply the DVOPs or the LVERs with a whole new toolkit of resources. And one way to do that is to just do it. Put the DPNs, the LVERs, the DVOPs in a room with the required task of developing ways to coordinate services. And in this case, more is better. One of our one-stops in southeastern Idaho has been connecting the veterans and the navigators programs through using a SharePoint, where the case management by the veterans representatives is entered on the site, and then others in the one-stop, including the disability program navigators, are able to see how that case is progressing and add their input, their knowledge into successful outcome of that case. The navigator is not a case manager, but they can certainly help the veterans representatives with their cases.
Thank you, Gordon. Gordon, I was just wondering if your one-stop is seeing more customers who are disabled veterans. I was wondering if you could give us a feel for what type of disabilities are coming into the one-stops, both around disabled veterans and in general.
Yes, and it's kind of in two areas. We are seeing more disabled veterans who are out of work, and many of them are Vietnam War era who have been laid off due to business closures, mostly sawmills, Idaho being a natural resource state. Many of these veterans have learning disabilities or post-service disabilities due to age and occupation. They're also facing the challenge of being close to retirement age and trying to re-enter the workforce in new occupations. Most of these veterans are being served as dislocated workers in the WIA program. So you can see a great connection there between disability program navigators with their initiative, the veterans representatives in the DVOP and LVER programs, and the WIA case managers. Another major area that we are seeing is where veterans coming home that need assistance from the Iraq and Afghanistan wars. We are seeing in another area more veterans coming home that need assistance More so, we're seeing them from the reserve that are coming home. They're sent home without a lot of support. They don't have that active duty to go back to the base, but reservists don't have those supports that a base can offer, and this is a large problem in some regions of our state.
Thank you, Gordon. I was wondering if you're seeing any disabled veterans who are homeless. I know I work at the national level with the Homeless Veterans Program, and I was wondering if you could address that, whether you're seeing some homeless vets and what you might be doing in that area.
Yes, the increase in homeless veterans has been substantial, and this is where Disability Program Navigators are also another great resource for the LVERs and the DVOPs. They have those community connections to help with homeless stand-downs and other activities that help homeless veterans. They can help in the coordination, and they do help in the coordination of these events. It's a tremendous example of collaboration with the community, the veterans, the Disability Program Navigators, the veterans' representatives, and the whole one-stop staff that can step in and provide these wonderful activities that support veterans who don't have anywhere else to go, who are on the streets and need that kind of support.
I was wondering if you're seeing any activity in Idaho that's combining your asset development activities with disabled veterans and outreach to veterans groups.
We have a wonderful group in eastern Idaho, Partners for Prosperity, that provides a wide-ranging number of resources and programs, not just to veterans, but to all people with barriers in that area, targeting low to middle income. Asset building has been a strategy that they have embraced recently with great vigor, and the Disability Program Navigators in the area are on committees with Partners for Prosperity regarding asset building, the VITA sites, voluntary income tax preparation, all in an effort to increase the number of people with disabilities that are using those resources and able to access such things as the Earned Income Tax Credit. With the lead of Partners for Prosperity, the Disability Program Navigators are able to reach out more into community areas that they would not necessarily have realized, including extra resources for veterans.
Thank you, Gordon. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the outreach strategies or why that's so important to bring these populations into the one-stop career centers?
Yes. I believe that our offices, our one-stops, are seeing more people with disabilities. And it's a direct result of outreach into the community and connecting with the organizations, the employers, the agencies that provide employment support to people with disabilities. At this point, in some parts of the state, we're especially seeing an increase with blind and hearing impaired disabilities. I think that with the collaborations that we've made with Vocational Rehabilitation, School for the Deaf and the Blind, the Commission for the Blind, more of their folks are being referred to our offices for assistance. I know that the deaf community in particular seems to be coming into some of the one-stops in droves to utilize the services. In the past, a one-stop might see maybe one or two people that are deaf or blind a year. And now there's a tremendous increase, and the staff have a better comfort level assisting those clients. We've broken barriers in a variety of areas, but it's the one-stop staff contacts that are also making a big difference. They are contacting the Disability Program Navigators with various questions, and there seems to be just a great working relationship that has built between the navigators, the veterans representatives, and the staff.
Thanks, Gordon. I'm really appreciative of the fact that you made yourself available today, and I look forward to bringing you back for the next time.
Thank you.